بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، we are today on the last of the four promises of Allah سبحانه وتعالى in the Quran. And as I mentioned before, all of these promises are conditional. They are not absolute promises without any conditions. The promises are conditional upon us doing something. And therefore, it is important to remember that. The second thing, of course, which we should remember and which gives us solace and comfort is that the promises of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are true and that they will not be broken. The fourth promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu reflects His mercy, which is at the root of His forgiveness. My brothers and sisters, forgiveness is something which is the secret or the foundation of any long-lasting relationship. Any relationship. If there is no forgiveness, then that relationship is doomed. That relationship has to break. There is no way that any relationship can exist in the absence of forgiveness. Whether it is a relationship between spouses, husband and wife, whether it's a relationship between parents and children, whether it's a relationship between friends, relatives, employers, employees, you name it. Any relationship exists and will continue to exist only and only if there is forgiveness in it. There is no way that we will not do something wrong. There is no way that we will not make mistakes. And if the person, the other party, stockpiles grievances and does not forgive, then at some point in time, no matter how close you think you are with that person, that relationship will break. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, therefore, in the most fundamental of our relationships, the relationship of the Abd and the Rabb, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned forgiveness. How can we truly thank and worship our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, who is so incredibly forgiving and merciful? And even more strange, how can we rebel and deny? How can we rebel against Allah and deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supremacy and sovereignty over us? Now you might say, well, we are not denying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's supremacy. We are not rebelling against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what do you call disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? We have to get our basic fundamental principles correct. Disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is rebellion against Allah. And rebellion against Allah means that we are denying the supremacy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make laws. And we are saying that I will choose to obey or disobey as I wish. That's what we are saying. It's not a matter of saying how small is it and how big it is. Because the one being denied, the one being disobeyed is Al-Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So it's not a question of the action itself, whether we consider it to be small or big. The issue is, who are you doing it against? And you are doing it against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. And therefore, that is why the Salafus Salihin, they said that the Azbabul Su al Khatima, the reason for a bad ending, which means an ending on shirk or an ending on kufr, a bad death. The reason for a bad death is Israr alal Ma'asi, is to insist on sin. Is to continuously do something which is a sin. Even though you have been warned, even though you have been told, but you will not change yourself, you will continue with that. This results in a bad ending. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from Su al-Khatima. May Allah protect us from a bad ending. So it is very important for us to understand this and to ensure that we do not insist on sin. Sin is something which a Muslim does by mistake. Not deliberately. There's no question of doing any sin deliberately. Whether it's a big one, small one, it's not an issue of that. Any sin, must not be done deliberately, because it's not from the usul of Islam. A sin is something which can happen accidentally. For example, missing a salah. Right? The only legitimate reason for missing a salah is that you fell asleep. You fell asleep, you were too tired or something, and you could not get up, and then therefore you missed the salah because you were sleeping. There is a hadith about this as well. The same thing happened to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam also, returning from a sariya, from where they had gone, and they were traveling almost all the night. Late in the night, they camped in a particular place. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam knew that this might mean that they will have difficulty waking up for Fajr. So he told Bilal radiallahu anhu, he said, "You stay awake and you wake us up for Fajr." Now, Bilal radiallahu anhu also was traveling with them. He was also exhausted. So he decided to sit and wait for them, but he fell asleep. And they all woke up when the sun was high in the sky. They actually woke up with the heat of the sun. So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam woke up and he got irritated and he called, he said, "Where is Bilal?" So when Bilal radiallahu anhu came, he said, "Why did you sleep?" So he said, "Ya Rasulullah, the one who made you sleep also made me sleep." So Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam smiled, and you know, I mean, this was the nature of the Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So he smiled and he said, "Let us get up from here. We will not pray the khada here. We will go further from here. Then we will pray khada of Fajr." He said, "This place has shaitan in it. That is why we fell asleep." So if you are missing a salah because of sleep, may Allah protect us from that. That also we must make sure that we make arrangements not to miss. You know, set alarm clocks and various things. I mean, they didn't have alarm clocks in those days, but we have all sorts of conveniences. But to deliberately do a sin, to say, "Yeah, no, I'll pray tomorrow. I'll pray khada." I mean, the people say this. I will pray. How can you pray khada? How can you? Tell me, how can you deliberately choose to pray khada? What is khada? Khada is what you pray after you have missed a salah for no fault of yours. There's no question of saying, "I will pray khada." Where is the question of you will pray khada? So to commit a sin deliberately, this is not from the way of a Muslim. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Kaifa takfuruna billah?" Allah said, "How can you deny Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Kaifa takfuruna billah? Wa kuntum amwatan fa ahyakum thumma yumitukum thumma yuhyikum thumma ilayhi turja'un." Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "How can you deny and disbelieve in Allah? Seeing that you were dead. Kuntum amwatan, you were dead. You did not exist. Fa ahyakum," He is the one who gave you life. He is the one who gave you life. You didn't even exist. Allah is the one who gave you life. Fa ahyakum, thumma yumitukum, and He is the one who will take your life. Thumma yuhyikum, and He will give you life back again. And you will be resurrected on the day of judgment. Thumma ilayhi turja'un. And then your return is to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu. This brings me to the topic of today, which is the promise, the fourth promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. See the beauty of this ayat. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, and Allah will not punish them while they seek forgiveness. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the umbrella, this is the shield. Allah says, as long as they keep making tawbah, as long as they keep seeking forgiveness, Allah will not punish them. When they stop doing that, then we open ourselves to the punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now this does not mean obviously that you can't deliberately continue to commit sins and then you deliberately keep on saying, "I'm making tawbah." Making tawbah means to give up the wrong thing which you were doing. You were doing something wrong unknowingly and so on and so forth. Once you learned that this is wrong, the first thing you do is what? You give it up. You stop doing that. Then you make istighfar, which is you Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. And then you change your life in a way which is tawbah, which is tubu ilallah, to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You change your life in a way where even the means of doing that thing are removed from your life. You will never, for example, if you are going to some place which is bad, you had some friends who were taking you astray, you will cut your connections from that. So the question of doing something again and again and making tawbah does not arise. But however, to continue the same example of salah, you missed salah once because you fell asleep, you made tawbah, you said, yastighfar, you will not do it again. But you know, you are human, maybe you got tired again, maybe you fell asleep again. What must you do? Make tawbah again. And inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive you. But not to say that deliberately you decide not to pray and you do all that. As I told you, deliberately committing a sin is not an option as far as Muslims are concerned. And that's why it's so important for us to continuously ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness and to change our lives and make them obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's orders and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The beauty of the sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is that if you are following the sunnah, automatically you are fulfilling the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What is the meaning of living a life according to the orders of Allah? What is the one word for this? The sunnah of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Anyone who is following the orders of Allah is automatically following the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So to mold our lives in a way that we follow the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, This is the meaning of obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now said about seeking His forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَصْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Now think about this, my brothers and sisters. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, يَا عِبَادِي. He is saying, oh my slaves. Who is he talking to? Is he talking to the Nabiyeen, wa Siddiqeen, wa Shuhada, wa Salihin? No. Ya ibadi, alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. Oh my slaves, who have committed sins. Oh my slaves, who have disobeyed me. Oh my slaves, who have angered me. Oh my slaves, who have transgressed against themselves. What do you say about our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu, who calls those who go against Him, who calls those who disobey Him, my slaves? Think about this. This ayat did not need Ya Ibadi before it. It could have said, Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim, those who have transgressed against yourself, so on and so on. It could have started there. Grammatically speaking, there's nothing wrong in that. The ayat could have started because Allah is addressing somebody, like saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have said, it could have started there, Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. But Allah did not do that. Allah did not say that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ibadi, Alladhina asrafu ala anfusihim. And then what does he say? He says, La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do not say, well, you know, I am such a sinner, how can Allah forgive me? I committed this sin, Allah will never forgive me. No. Despairing of the mercy of Allah is kufr. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. Do not despair of the mercy of Allah. And then, as I always say, whenever I explain this ayat could have ended here. Because the mafhum, the meaning is complete. Those who have committed sins, do not despair of the mercy of Allah. Matter is over. But not Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. La taqnatu min rahmatillah. And then Allah says, Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Truly and verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive all sins. Inna Allah yaghfiru dhunuba jamia. Ayah could have finished here also. Meaning would have been complete. But not by Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. Innahu huwa al-ghafuru rahim. Verily and truly, He is the most forgiving and the most merciful. Now think about this. What beauty in this ayat, and how much is the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reinforced in this ayat over and over again. Really and truly, we need to recognize our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu and to seek His forgiveness and mercy, because He has promised to forgive. And as I told you, the ayat where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah will not give them Adab. Allah will not punish them as long as they continue to seek forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered us to make sincere tawbah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu tubu ilallahi tawbatan nasuha. Asa rabbukum an yukaffir ankum sayyatikum wa yudkhilkum jannatin tajri min tahtiha al-anhar yawma la يُخْزِ اللَّهُ النَّبِيَّ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا مَعَهُ نُورُهُمْ يَسْعَى بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَبِأَيْمَانِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا أَتْمِمْ لَنَا نُورَنَا وَاغْفِرْ لَنَا إِنَّكَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, O you who believe, turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with sincere repentance. تُوبُ إِلَى اللَّهِ تَوْبَةً نَصُوحًا. Sincere repentance. It may be that your Rabb will forgive your sins and admit you into gardens under which rivers flow, which is Jannah. The day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not disgrace the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and those who believe with him, their light will run forward before them. Allah did not say they will hold lights in their hands, they will hold torches in their hands. Their light, they will emanate light. May Allah make us among them. Their light will run forward before them. And with the record books in their right hands, they will say, Our Rabb, keep perfect our light for us. And do not put it off till we cross over the Sirat. And grant us forgiveness. Verily, you are able to do all things. Allah is describing a beautiful scene of the Day of Judgment. May Allah grant that all of us are given our books in our right hands and that we are among those who are described in this ayat al-kareema and we along with all our friends and relatives and all the Muslims, inshallah. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Allah told us whose tawbah He accepts and whose tawbah He does not accept. In Surah An-Nisa, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى الَّذِينَ إِنَّمَا التَّوْبَةُ عَلَى اللَّهِ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السُّوءُ بِجَهَالَةٍ ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ فَأُولَٰئِكَ يَتُوبُ اللَّهِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ عَلِيمًا حَكِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that Allah accepts the repentance and the tawbah of those who do evil in ignorance and foolishness and repent soon after. Immediately they repent. And it is they whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive. And then Allah says, وَلَيْسَتِ الطَّوْبَةُ لِلَّذِينَ يَعْمَلُونَ السَّيِّئَاتِ حَتَّى إِذَا حَضَرَ أَحَدَهُمُ الْمَوْتُ قَالَ إِنِّي تُبْتُ الْآنَ وَلَا الَّذِينَ يَمُوتُونَ وَهُمْ كُفَّارٌ أُولَٰئِكَ أَعْتَدْنَا لَهُمْ عَذَابًا أَلِيمًا. And Allah says that Allah will not forgive and there is no effect of repentance of those who continue to do evil deeds. إِسْرَارَ عَلَى الْمَعْصِي. Going on doing the same thing over and over again, even though you have been warned again and again, but you still do the same thing. Allah says there is no effect of that repentance on those who continue to do evil deeds until death faces them and then they say, now I repent. Inni tubtu lan. I repent now. No. Once the curtain has been lifted, once you have seen the malaika, there is no return. There is no tawbah. There is no coming back from that particular position. And then Allah says, and of course there is no tawbah also for those who die while they were disbelievers. So if somebody dies without iman, he is dead without iman. For them, we have prepared a painful torment. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq to make tawbah and turn around. Not to sit on our egos. Our false egos are the biggest problem. The biggest problem is not shaitan. The biggest problem is ourselves. Is our own nafs. Is our own ego. The arrogance that we have, where we think we own the earth. Whereas once switch from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we will be inside this earth. No matter how arrogant you might feel today, no matter how much you think you can do this and that, a day will come when you will be carried on four people's shoulders and you will be put into the ground. There's no escape from that day for anybody, no matter who that person is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions those who deliberately commit sin and refuse to repent. Allah said, فَلَمَّا نَسُوا مَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهِ فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ حَتَّى إِذَا فَرِحُوا بِمَا أُوتُوا أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بَغْتَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ مُبْلِسُونَ. Allah said, and when they had forgotten all they had been told to take to heart, when they did not listen to the warnings, when they were told something and they deliberately ignored, they continued to commit sins. For such people, Allah said, we throw open to them the gates of all good things. We give them more. You want to commit sin? Have more. You want to drink alcohol? Have more. You want to do this and that? Have more. Allah is not stopping it. Allah is saying, okay, you want to, deliberately you want to do this? Okay, here is more rope. Go hang yourself. Here is more rope. So Allah says, فَتَحَنَا عَلَيْهِمْ أَبْوَابَ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. The doors of all good things will be opened on them. Until, as they were rejoicing in what they had been granted, we suddenly took them to task. So in the middle of all that, in the middle of all this, you know, song and dance, Malakul Maut comes. So the people do not even have the opportunity to make tawbah. May Allah forgive us and may Allah protect us from this kind of death. And lo, they were broken in spirit. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said they were broken in spirit. Wahum mubilisoon. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about those who commit sins repeatedly and refuse to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the false plea that they were weak. Many people say this. You say, why do you do this? You say, what to do when I'm a weak person? This is lies. There's no weak person. What weak person? Because if you are a weak person, you cannot disobey Allah. You are actually such a strong person that you are going against Allah. So how are you weak? Now think about this. You are the strongest of people because you are going against Allah. Who is stronger than Allah? Nobody. So you are going against Allah, which means you are so strong. How are you weak? If you were weak, you would have obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People make this excuse. No, I am very weak. You are not weak. You are very strong. That kind of strength will lead you into the hellfire. That is the problem with that kind of strength. It takes you into Jahannam. But you can't say you are weak. You are very strong because you are challenging Allah. Who is bigger than that? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, Inna ladina tawaffahumul malaikatu zalimi anfusihim qalu fima kuntum qalu kunna mustad'afina fil ard. Qalu alam takun ardullahi wasi'a fatuhajiru fiha faulaika ma'wahum jahannam wasa'at basira. Illa al mustad'afina min al rijali wal nisa'i wal wildani la yastati'una hilatan. وَلَا يَهْتَدُونَ سَبِيلًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, verily as for those whom the angels take in death while they are wronging themselves in their sins, the angels will say to them, in what condition were you? And they say, we were weak and oppressed on the earth. The malaika will say, was not the earth of Allah spacious and big enough for you to go somewhere else? If you think that you were committing sins because of fear. I always give the example. You tell people, don't lie, don't cheat, don't give bribes, don't take bribes. You don't know what to do. This is India. First of all, that excuse is false, because even if it is India, it does not mean you need to do this. I have given you any number of examples of people, Muslim and non-Muslim, who don't do this. But if that is actually a fact, if you cannot do your business without doing haram, then go somewhere else. Find another place. Find another business. To disobey Allah is not an option. Please understand this very clearly. It is not an option. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, the malaika will say, was not the earth of Allah big enough for you to migrate? Such people will find their abode in hell. What an evil destination. Except the truly weak ones among the men and the women and the children, who cannot devise a plan, nor are they able to direct their way. People who are like the, you know, refugees in war zones and so on, or people who are very poor, they have nowhere to go, they have no choices in life. Such people, alhamdulillah, inshallah, almusta, Allah will forgive them. But people who are not in that category, please understand, playing games with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not a good idea. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. فَمَا جَزَاءُ مَنْ يَفْعَلُ ذَٰلِكَ مِنْكُمْ إِلَّا خِزْيٌ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَيَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ يُرَدُّونَ إِلَىٰ شَدِّ الْعَذَابِ وَمَا اللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, are you going to be among those? Then do you believe in a part of the kitab, part of the book, and reject the rest? Selective obedience is disobedience. Picking and choosing is arrogance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us a certain set of rules. To say I will do this and I will not do that is arrogance. Selective obedience is disobedience. This is what the Quran is saying. أَفَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِبَعْدِ الْكِتَابِ وَتَكْفُرُونَ بِبَعْدِ. Are you going to believe in some part of the book and obey some of the things that are told to you, and then you will leave the rest? Are you going to do this? Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, then what is the recompense? What is the reward for those among you who do that? Except disgrace in the life of this world. Allah will disgrace the people who disobey Him. Allah will disgrace them in this life itself first. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am not standing here making a fatwa. I am giving you the ayat of the Quran. Khizyun fil hayati dunya. Disgrace in this life, making the life will become difficult, it will become tough. The people will be afflicted with evil, with all kinds of you know, losses and accidents and diseases. All of this minallahi ta'ala, because of committing sins. Because of selective obedience. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, khizyun fil hayati dunya. Their recompense is that they will have nothing except disgrace in the world. And on the day of resurrection, they will be consigned to the most grievous torment. Yuraduna ila ashaddil adab. The biggest punishment will be given to those, not who are completely rejecting, but who are rejecting selectively. Because selective rejection is arrogance. And Allah is not unaware of what you do. وَمَاللَّهُ بِغَافِلٍ عَمَّا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about sincere people who try their best to do good. But sometimes they may slip up, not because they want to or try to disobey Allah deliberately, but because of weakness or forgetfulness or something. Such people immediately make tawbah as soon as they realize their mistake. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَآخَرُونَ اَعْتَرَفُوا بِذُنُوبِهِمْ خَلَطُوا عَمَلًا صَالِحًا وَآخَرَ سَيِّئًا. There is a mixture of something good and something sinful. If you look at their whole calendar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, "Asa Allahu an yatub alayhim, inna Allaha ghafurur rahim." Allah said, and there are others who have acknowledged their sins. They have a mixed deed that is righteousness with another one that was evil. So they may have done some evil, but they make tawbah. So even though in their calendar it might be there, but they have made tawbah and inshallah has forgiven them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also wipes out, causes the malaika to forget. He gets the book itself cleaned so that there is no record also of the deed itself. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this, we ask Allah to completely erase whatever evil that we did. Allah says Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will turn to them in forgiveness. Surely Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful. The Quran asks us this question for us to answer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتُوبُونَ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَيَسْتَغْفِرُونَهُ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورُ رَحِيمٌ. Allah says, will they not repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and ask His forgiveness? For Allah is most forgiving and most merciful. My brothers and sisters, seriously, let us ask this question. The Quran is asking this question. Will you not seek forgiveness? What is it to us that we do not even ask Allah to forgive us? How sad and how terrible is that? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us also the sequence of forgiveness. Allah said, وَأَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ. Istighfar wa tawbah. Istighfar is to seek forgiveness, and tawbah is to change our lives, is to turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. First comes istighfar, then comes tawbah. وَأَنْ يَسْتَغْفِرُوا رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُوا إِلَيْهِ يُمَتِّعْكُمْ مَتَاعًا حَسَنًا إِلَى أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى وَيُؤْتِي كُلَّ ذِي فَضْلٍ فَضْلَهُ وَإِن تَوَلَّوْا فَإِنَّا أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَإِنِّي أَخَافُ عَلَيْكُمْ عَذَابَ يَوْمٍ كَبِيرٍ. Allah said, and commanding you is, Allah says, seek the forgiveness of your Rabb. This is a hukum. Seek the forgiveness of your Rabb and turn to Him in repentance, that He may grant you good enjoyment for a term appointed and bestow His abounding grace to every owner of grace, whoever deserves it. But if you turn away, then I fear for you the torment of a great day. Finally, for those who make sincere tawbah, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala include us among them, there is the glorious mercy of Allah, who promised not only to forgive our sins, but to convert them to good deeds. What more can anybody ask? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Furqan, إلا من تاب وآمن وعمل عملا صالحا فأولئك يبدل الله سيئاتهم حسنات وكان الله غفورا رحيما. Allah said, except for those who repent and believe and do righteous deeds, for those Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will change their sins into good deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is oft forgiving, most merciful. Not only will Allah forgive, but Allah will turn them into good deeds. Condition is sincere repentance. Not going back to that. Sincere repentance. That is the condition of forgiveness. And that is why, and if we do this, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's promise is true, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَمَا كَانَ اللَّهُ مُعَذِّبَهُمْ وَهُمْ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. And Allah will not punish them while they seek forgiveness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one whose support we need and whose support we can count on. Like all those whose support we seek, first we must get them to be in our favor. We can't expect support from those we have angered and displeased. Therefore, let us make istighfar and let us make tawbah and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to protect us and to forgive us from all evil. I make this dua for you and all your families. Rabbana faghfir lana dhunubana wa kaffir anna sayyi'atina wa tawaffana ma'al abrar. Rabbana zalamna anfusana wa illam taghfir lana wa tarhamna lanakunanna min al-khasirin. وصلى الله على نبي الكريم وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.